I've pressed record.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what that was. I have also pressed record.
You went through all of the vowels there before you went to...
There's actually a song by a band called Jockstrap that kind of does that. Good band.
Oh, yeah.
Offshoot of a band that I really like called Black Country New Road. Check them out, people. We don't do music recommendations very much. Probably because our taste is shit.
We've done one about that band that went like this. Or maybe you didn't even recommend it. It goes like this. I want a smoke, ow! What is he? Who's that man?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. It's like a band called, like, The Shins or something like that. I don't know. I don't think it is that. But this is an odd way to start the Christmas episode.
I've gifted you the mixtape that I'm sending on our... Merry Happy Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, and I hope your sound waves are all...
Is that the end of, like, White Christmas? And may all your sound waves...
All my sound waves. If you turn your head, if you cock eye your head, all my sound waves are because they're.
Are they the face green. Of Jesus? Is that why this is? Is that how it's Christmas? you see in that potato
no.
chip?
They all look like Christmas trees. Just lots of them.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Yeah. Do you remember when we did the Florida Podmen? And it's worthwhile. I think these are the ones I listened to. Remember when we did the... it was your story. We did the 12 Doors of Christmas.
Yeah, Advent Calendar, Check it out. That was, I believe it's kind of around season 2, everybody, if you want to scroll back in your podcast platform of choice. Scroll down to the very bottom.
That was one of my favorite times of... Because it was dead Christmassy. Right, it really was. They weren't just like... we'll crowbar the Christmas angle like we're about to do, but it were dead Christmassy. Anyway,
on a side note, because I was kind of listening back to a couple of things, and by God, I apologize in advance to everybody who's just kind of started, maybe flipping through, and they're kind of joined late. They're gonna go back. My audio quality was absolutely abysmal back then. We gotta remaster those somehow. I gotta figure that out. if you are going back to listen to earlier episodes. Put up with it. It's fine. You get used to it after a minute or two. And then I think I was recording, we're recording like over Zoom, and I was basically like speaking into a tin can with curtains basically in a shower cubicle.
Well, you had I remember your microphone had some like sort of like electrical tape.
That's what
on
we had to do. It was COVID those days. It was lockdown. I couldn't go out to the shops and actually buy a microphone.
But anyway, there was this Christmas story that we did, about the kind of town that in Florida that turned into like snow
like
wonderland.
A fake ski run down the middle of the high street, like the main road, and just it all went just wrong, didn't it?
I still think about that, and it always fills me with so much hope. Like it's almost linked to what I'm going to... It's not linked at all. But I could make it link if I wanted to. But that kind of Christmassy scene. And whichever of the gods you support or fancy. Don't matter.
The god
this
of
is
capitalism.
The Christmas episode.
Give me presents. Hope everybody got nice presents this year. For those.
The god of shopping.
Yeah. Who's the god of shopping? What's that guy? What was that show that had a supermarket sweep? What was that guy called? Dale Winton? For folks that aren't in the UK, just Dale Winton, you gotta just put on YouTube. I mean, there's probably a compilation of just like his campest moments in game show hosting.
Oh, he's Krampus, he's Krampus. So he's dead now.
Is he?
just
like Jesus and Santa Claus. So keeping with the Christmas theme.
And you never see all three in the same room, do you?
Nope.
So there's something there, isn't there?
So should we do some Christmas? So I guess let's just make everybody aware of kind of why we're doing a Christmas episode.
Correct.
A, it's that time of year. B, we're on the letter X in our H is Ed of Idiots. So we figured last minute more than anything. Let's kill two birds with one stone, or let's be extremely lazy and not record a Christmas special this year and let's just do Xmas.
Yeah, now it can work. So we do plan to kind of like do a not a Christmas special because our only rule this year was A to Z. Mm-hmm. We didn't say anything about seasonal stuff, and we didn't do... Correct. I don't remember us doing a Halloween Correct. One, but even if we did do a Halloween one, we didn't try to get a monster into it, did we?
They're
we didn't
all
say
monsters.
What about vampires?
They're all monsters, all these people.
I could have done vampires.
Yeah, well...
For V.
So maybe we'll do an X, maybe we won't. If we do, there you go, you get an extra episode. If we don't, we stuck to the brief. We got to keep all of the subscription money. No refunds, regardless. Sort of thing. Should we tell some?
Yeah, look out for that.
Should we
look out for that? Let's tell some.
Should we, as they say, dip into the nog? Let's get some eggnog going and
That sounds like a good idea. How do we decide who's going first then? A spin of the cigar?
You could spin the cigar. You could drop the cigar.
I mean, you can't see what it landed on.
No, under normal circumstances, I believe it would be you to go first.
The letter U?
No, the letter X.
Oh, the letter X, and it's me.
It would be you. Why don't you just go first? And if we do an X episode, you can go first again. That's my gift to you, because I'm not getting you jack shit otherwise.
This is one of my favourite stories of this whole thing. I'm going to turn my computer in, because I feel like I have to go more to the left here.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I am...
Chris.
This was going to be... There's no I am about it. This was going to be my letter X if we didn't do a Christmas one anyway, because it's not... It's in the realm of Christmas, but it's not... Christmas isn't the reason why we're here, right? Okay. But it also contains one of my... I guess they call them guilty pleasures, which is...
Drugs.
Around this time... Yeah. Prostitutes and drugs. I love watching the Hallmark style Christmas
movie where it involves two impossibly attractive people and wearing long winter coats. Inevitably, one throws a snowball at the other and they fall in love. That kind of stuff. And like, and then some
exactly
child's
that.
Parent dies, and then they get adopted, and then they learn that it's not just about G.I. Joes for Christmas or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And a whole village who didn't believe in Christmas eventually believes in Christmas, and it snowed.
And the entire cast squint at, because they were in a show around the mid-90s. They were the star. What the hell show? I've seen... Who is that? I haven't seen him in 25 years, but now they're the star of a movie.
And you go, he was in that thing.
It's Dean Cain.
Is that Jeremy...
Yeah.
You know, I can't... So, it is that. It's a guilty pleasure. I obviously hate them. I really like watching them so that I could criticise what's going on. But there's just something also about them that I can't turn off. Michelle watches them. Every now and then Michelle will find a series that is a Hallmark style series, The Good Witch or whatever. And then I'm stuck in the world. And they have the Christmas episode on there as well. So this is the reason I'm trying to set up the Hallmark thing is because it is absolutely imperative to the story. Gotcha. So what happens inside the classic Hallmark style movie at Christmas? You gotta have that ruminating, so gurgle that away a little bit. I said to you earlier, because we do almost a brief check, my story involves a celebrity, and you didn't say red flag, so yeah. I think this is safe. This one involves one of my favourite comedy writers, Dan Harmon.
Community, right? And Rick and Morty?
Yes, Community. So let me here's a sidetrack. I was talking.
We don't. We don't sidetrack at all in this show. How dare you?
No. So that's why I'm asking for permission.
Sidetrack away.
Forgiveness. No. I was talking with a friend who was explaining. I did know about Community. Didn't know Dan Harmon, and he said, "Oh, I was in an episode of Community." I was like, "Oh right, okay, that's interesting," and he explained the how he was in it. I goes, "Oh, I've got to go and watch it then." So it was like quite early on. He's in like episode 6 or 7. I thought, well, I'll do it from one then. That'll be a nice thing. The best comedy, I mean, one of the best comedies I've ever seen, mm-hmm. and it's consistent all the way through. So I really like Dan Harmon. And so I can, I guess that just sort of helps where he's coming from. Right, let's get into the story. I'm going to read from a few news sources. This one is a place called The Daily Beast. And it says, Rick and Morty co-creator, so he did that as well, Dan Harmon is making a Hallmark movie go viral, and it wasn't anyone's on anyone's 2022 predictions, but that's exactly what it did last weekend. So this was 2022, Christmas okay. last year. Thanks to a series of Instagram posts about the 2021 Sister Swap films.
Okay.
Now then, I'll go and read what he says in a second. I guess the thing to point out at this stage is I'm yet to decide who the idiot is. I think it probably is the Hallmark people.
Okay.
But I don't know if it's a particular person.
How are we spelling sister, by the way? Is it E-R or with an A at the end?
Oh, nice. Good question, because that's a completely legitimate question. It's sister, the way you'd normally okay. spell it, like a nurse. Right, so he says there are. So here's the thing: there are two Hallmark movies called Sister Swap. One is called Sister Swap: Christmas in the City. That's separated by a colon, which we like.
Yeah, that's like Babe, Pig in the City. Is it a sequel to that?
Yeah. The other is Sister Swap: A Hometown Holiday. And so he thought, oh, that's cool. It's a franchise. It's got a sequel. But they were trying to him and his. Family, we're trying to work out so which Sister Swap comes first, because it doesn't say Sister Swap 1. Here's the thing, they're basically the same movie. Oh. And now this happened to me recently. It's not even basically, they're the same movie. I decided to, because the new Exorcist film came out this year, I'll go and watch them in order, in chronological order.
And is the third one called Extra Sister Swap?
Exorcist. Mm-hmm. They made the prequel twice. So the guy who played Pennywise the Clown's dad, Stellan
Skarsgård. Yeah, I can't believe that's what was that frame of reference for the listeners or for me or for you? Like Stellan Skarsgård, he's an amazing actor. He's been Ronan. Yeah. He was in the Andor series.
I was uncomfortable with saying his surname. So I knew if I'd have gone in with that, you'd have...
The guy who played Pennywise's dad.
And it took me a while, but... Anyway, so where did that come from? So I watched one of them,
yeah.
And then I watched the second one. I was like, well, that guy there died in the film before. And it can't have come first, because he also dies in this film. Huh? The same character dies twice in two different
very
films.
Different movies. What?
And they're different, but the same. So they're walking and they find a church. In one film, the church is almost all 100% excavated. In the second film, it's just the dome of the church. So they go in the door of one, in the roof of the other. The same story happened. It's just incredible. Anyway, so this is what's happening in this Hallmark film, right? Let me go to Dan Harmon's... this was on Instagram, and I'm going to do verbatim, right? Okay, I don't know how to start or finish discussing this, so we should just start discussing now and take our time. There are two Hallmark movies called Sister Swap. One is called Sister Swap Christmas in the City. The other is Sister Swap Holiday Hometown. So we thought, oh, that's a franchise, there's a sequel, but which Sister Swap do we watch first? Well, here's the thing, both Sister Swaps are released in 2021. They are not sequels. Both Sister Swaps are the same story, about sisters, played by real-life sisters who have to swap cities. It
not
should
husbands.
Be noted... Not yet, not lives. Okay. Yeah, both sisters... And the cities and the movies are indistinguishable. It's not like one is a hillbilly and the other is a millionaire. And then, you know, mm-hmm. Prince and the Pauper sort of story. That would be adding the, so just so you can get a bit of culture in here. Tick. The crazy thing is, that doesn't matter. We don't go to Hallmark for conflict, which I think, yeah, that's exactly right. You want to go in and out with the good news. The crazy thing is that we also don't go to Hallmark for experimentation on this level. This is where Harmon comes out. Nothing in the description of the movie says, here's the thing, everybody. And then the reason. The descriptions of each movie are honestly mostly excited that two real-life sisters are playing the sisters. We found an article called How to Watch the Sister Swap Movies and got so excited. And then it turned out to be instructions on how to find Hallmark on your streaming service. You'd gone, yes! Oh, damn. I can't spend all night posting about it. We keep going back and forth between the movies. The same conversations are happening in each. But there's no Rashomon or Peep Show. Rashomon was the one about the crime that was
told from all the different perspectives. I think we referenced a couple weeks ago with like Last Jedi. Star Wars Last Jedi did that with when Luke tried to kill Adam Driver, but it was all told from different perspectives for a while. Yeah,
so you get, I think it's four, five, four.
Great movie,
stories.
Kurosawa. It's a fantastic film.
Yes, absolutely. And the Peep Show angle. The dialogue in each version is identical, but the scenes are cut differently because I assume they had different editors. In one of the movies, one of the sisters has a full flashback about her relationship with the other sister. In the other sister's movie, you don't get a different version of the same flashback. You just don't get a fucking flashback.
Two movies, is it the same two actress? Like, is it the same?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was maybe like a Deep Impact and Armageddon thing where, like, similar movies, you've got, you know, two blonde sisters in one, and then there's two brunette sisters or whatever. I mean, doesn't matter. Sisters in another, and it's just told the same. But no, it's the same actresses. I'm assuming same director, same production, everything like that.
I think vastly the same. Okay. I listened to a couple of the scenes that Dan Harmon had cut together, and he'd played one in the top half of the video, one in the bottom half, and they were running together, and except for a few words, they're the same. They're talking about a scene that happens in a mall, a kind of like shop in a mall, and it plays out exactly the same, but they just act it slightly differently. In both of the movies, they spend 1 minute trying on hats, but in one of the movies they also try on glasses. We're freaking out and I can't keep typing about it. I will come back. I fucking love Christmas though. So then one of the girls, one of the sisters, has sort of seen this and caught on, and she's like, and I think one of the things that you have to probably be if you want to work for Hallmark is a Christian, maybe, or somebody who's slightly religious.
I would think so.
So she's kind of amening. I don't know if that makes. She's like amen to Dan Harmon. She obviously appreciates him as a creator. Mm-hmm. And I think he kind of interacts with her a little.
Is this
bit.
Just a case? Sorry, I'll let you keep going because I have a lot of questions.
So this is his next, and he does do a few, but this I'll just do this one last kind of quote that he says. So, sorry, not sorry, if the rest of my feed and indeed life are a study of Hallmark's quantumly entangled sister swap movies, that's a great quote. This phone call in both sister swaps is when the sisters commit verbally to swapping. It happens around 23 minutes into each 90-minute movie, which would simultaneously delight and confuse Sid. Let me start that again. Which would simultaneously delight and confuse Sid Field, since they, already have geographically swapped. Otherwise, the phone call wouldn't be happening. But fuck it. I really like that. There are two videos here. They're both from the same moment in the movie. The first, so this is the bit that I watched when it was kind of like bang, bang, right? The first video is me syncing the beginning of the phone call. The second is me syncing the literal sister swap moment, which the editor rightfully seized upon as goddamn adorable. imagine loving your sister so much that you can tell over the phone when she's initiating a sister swap sidewalk dance. I still can't tell which sister is which, because as you can clearly see, the city is identical to the country. So when it flashes to and from, he's not sure who's live he's looking at. To the point where in each location one might pass Santa at the same place on the sidewalk. So they're walking along the street. There's a Santa, but we don't know which location they're in. But that's a mighty... that's a big mite, isn't it, folks? Because we can look at the Santa placements. In one Sister Swap movie, we have a Nexus Santa that each sister passes at the same time. In the other movie, either Santa's like, whatever, and appears on the other side of only one of the sisters' sidewalks. City Sister or Country Sister? I like those American towns. Mm-hmm. When you drive through them, they each one is made up of barber, deli, butcher. That's it.
Yep.
Let's have a look. Sister City, Country Sister. I don't know. Here's the thing that I keep harping on, though, and the reason why I'm showing you the split screen synced at two different points. You need to watch this, really. There is no version of this phone call that is in any way arguably two points of view of the same objective event. These are two completely different universes. The women are having the same conversation in both movies, but each movie is about a different pair of women having their own version of the same conversation. There is much, much more, or I could or would say equally impressively, much, much less going on in these movies. We still haven't finished watching them. We are too busy loving them to get through them. We keep falling asleep asking questions. I love this. This is something, and this is, I think when you go, oh, it's just a little bit of one of those things, it's kind of like, you know, it's a bit of fun. This shouldn't be bothering Dan Harmon.
No.
This shouldn't be bothering anybody. There should be a reason that this is the case. Maybe the reason was, well, we did, the movie was always going to be like this, but it wasn't quite right. So we decided to reinvest. That movie then doesn't add anything brand new. So that can't be the reason. The only reason that I told Michelle about this, we spotted, was potentially they went, that made a lot of money.
Can it make a lot of money on this? See, I would kind of, that first line of thought is that they, like, I just finished, we were talking about this last week. I just finished watching the Fall of the House of Usher on Netflix. You had seen that.
Yeah.
And the main character, the patriarch, if you will, Bruce Greenwood, was recast after Frank Langella, I think it's Langella, was sacked after they filmed the entire thing. It was in the can. He got in trouble he was getting a little handsy on set. I don't know if it was this set or another one. And he got blacklisted.
Right. Because the whole universe is, they've all worked together in some sort of insidious way.
They basically reshot the entire thing. Practically. I mean, wherever he was in these scenes and stuff like that, and obviously some tricky editing and some green screen and stuff like that. But it feels like it was the number one show on Netflix for a while, that we've got all this footage with this other guy. Let's just make another version because we've already got it. Let's not reshoot. So that's almost what I'm thinking is these guys, this Christmas movie was so terrible that they reshot it completely, but then decided, let's just make two movies out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. We've invested a lot of money into this change.
Out of everybody.
Yeah, of course. Now it was when we're recording this. Actually, I don't know if we're kind of peeking behind the wizard's curtain too much here, but it was the day that Marty McFly sets off in the DeLorean, 26th of October, right? So, me and Charlie decided to watch Back to the Future, and I told Charlie, interesting fact, all of this bit was filmed by somebody completely different. Eric Stoltz.
I was going to say, you dropped the Stoltz bomb on him.
So Charlie said, why did he do something wrong? And they just said, I think I think the on record version is they filmed enough and just went, this guy isn't Martin McFly. Yeah. He's just not what we thought Martin McFly was.
I think that's what
was.
It is, yeah.
He'd not touched the boobs of anyone.
No, not even Christopher Lloyd.
So the thing is, we know it happens, but what we don't expect to happen then is go, the one that we didn't, the one that we've decided to put to rest, we'll keep it out there.
But Back to the Future would have made, if they would have done Back to the Future 4, and had the Stoltz footage in, they could explain that in some sort of weird thing,
yes,
with a space-time continuum.
Absolutely.
These,
yes, the paradox,
New York Sisters or whatever they are, Sister Act, whatever, that makes no sense why they're...
No sense, because there's no world. They're two different... It's like Harmon says, that is a separate... There are separate universes. There's no kind of like hidden Easter egg to things. It's all a fucking Easter egg.
I'm absolutely baffled. And to the point,
great,
I think
it?
In the first time, we're on the letter X, we're almost at the end of the alphabet, I think for this story, I'm the fucking idiot, because I don't have a clue what's going on.
Well, I was just getting onto that. So I don't think I can put Hallmark as the idiot. But what I can do is say, whoever, and we'll get to it at some point, I'll not rest until I've worked out.
You're watching these movies, aren't you? Like, that's your Christmas plan this year. Yeah.
So at some point I'll update you and say, it's this guy. But for now, it goes in with the Hallmark creative team.
That's
and I
fair.
Use creative with the loosest sense.
That's
of the
fair.
Word.
I will allow it.
Merry Christmas.
Wow. That might be the longest story we've ever told. It was worth it because it's opened up a whole other thing.
It has, hasn't it? Wormhole.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know. We tell a lot of these stories, and some of them I do a bit of a dive on after we record when you've introduced it. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I gotta read about this. I gotta check out. We'll put it on Twitter, the at Florida Podmen on Twitter. We'll put some links and apologies in advance if you just get sucked into this vacuum. Okay, completely shifting gears. My story's relatively straightforward. So, because it's Christmas and because I grew up in Canada. I've mentioned this before, and I don't know if it was on our Christmas episodes or just anecdotally. In Canada at Christmas time, or just in the run-up to Christmas, kids can write letters to Santa. And Canada Post, like our, you know, mail, Royal Mail or U.S. Post kind of thing, the National Postal Service. Has it's, you know, the address is Santa Claus North Pole and the postal code is HOHOHO. We kind of talked about that. I think I probably as a young lad probably did write a couple of letters myself. I can't remember. Anyways, here we go. So, headline: Santa replies to children's letters with angry cursing. So this is about the Canada Post letters to Santa scheme. So it just gives a bit of background here. By 2007, there had been over 15 million letters written. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh my God. I think you've mentioned that to me before. I think that's how we got onto that. Yeah.
So what happened during the 2007 Christmas season basically shut the program down for 2 years. 10 unfortunate children received responses from Santa that were laced with messages such as, "This letter is too long, you dumb shit," and "and your mom sucks dick and your dad is gay."
Oh my God. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
So Canada Post released a statement basically saying that they were tracking down what's going on, saying it could be one rogue elf who did it. So basically, cut to, this is now January 10th, 2008. So this is like 2 weeks after Christmas.
Yeah.
Canada Post. This is from CBC, Canada's national TV station. Canada Post has identified the rogue elves, here we go, responsible for rude letters from Santa that were mailed to Ottawa area children in December. The culprits responsible for writing these inappropriate letters were all minors, the postal agency said.
Basically,
what's happened is that these kids somehow were, like, I guess, breaking into mailboxes and stealing these letters to Santa. Yeah, they're all under the age of 16.
Yeah.
And then writing, I mean, that's one thing, is like, almost like, I'll show little Timmy his letter to Santa's not going to get there. But to write a reply with these vile, anyways. So yeah, Cindy Daou, who is Canada Post's manager of marketing, well, in 2008 she was.
Wait, yeah, Cindy Daou sounds a bit like the girl from The Grinch. Cindy.
Who?
Cindy Wu?
Cindy Lou. Who? Daou, but you're spelling, yeah. I'm spelling Daou, D-A-O-U-S-T. Now, I only know this because you would say Daoust, but growing up in Canada, there's been a couple of hockey players with the last name Daou, and it's spelled.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Points for being Canadian. There's 11,000 current and retired volunteer post employees deal with the letters to Santa. So basically, now I struggle with the idiot side because these guys aren't named because they are minors and they can't be named in the news. Yes. But I will basically submit very. It's a very brief story because you know yours was long but worthwhile. These minors in Canada who intercepted kids' letters to Santa and replied directly to the children with messages such as, "This letter is too long, you dumb shit, and your mom sucks dick, and your dad is gay."
It's the sort of thing that
Merry that Christmas
from the Exorcist. Yeah, I just think, yeah, this is the sort of thing that Last from the Exorcist comes out with.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's very interesting. But also, I think it's for a kid, it's quite tempting, isn't it? Because not only are you able to let out some angst, you're also going against the man as well. And there can be no finer things in life for a kid,
yeah,
for a minor.
I suppose the natural extension of like having your science textbook or your French textbook when you were like, you know, when you were 10 years old and drawing like boobs and stuff in it or like naughty words.
My favourite one of those, I had a bit, for history, we did the Wild West. And now, I nearly said the Wild Wild West, but that would have been just a ridiculous thing, because it was a Will Smith thing, but our textbook sort of saying Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West, mm-hmm. Which it didn't. There was a picture of a kind of Indian guy, not from India, you know,
Native
to America, American, yes. Yeah. And he's looking up into the sky, sort of with this. Is that his hands?
You're doing like an India kind of hand thing there. You're doing like a Bollywood dance almost there.
Well, it is a little bit, but he's kind of like up in the air like that. He's looking, maybe praying, I don't know. And somebody's written a speech bubble. Where's my fucking kite? And I'll never forget that because it's so fucking funny.
I had friends growing up, one of the guy who actually did it has since passed on. We were at like a flea market. This is we were probably in our early mid-20s, and we found our friend a grade 11 French textbook, like the exact textbook that we would have had maybe 5 years earlier. We found it at a flea market, the exact same, like, you know, Francaise, Poisson, whatever.
Yes.
So it was whatever, 50 cents. So Steve, friend, he bought it. And then he, about 2 weeks later, presented it to us with kind of all the graffiti that you do as a kid, but with the stuff you know as a 20-something-year-old, it was the most vulgar thing I have ever seen. It was all like, you know, it was all cartoon drawings and, you know, like, Francois goes to the store. You know, oh, Francois, yeah, look at it. But what Francois was buying was vile, and what he was doing to the shopkeeper and how she was dressed. There's something wrong with the guy. Anyways, rest in peace, Steve. So yeah. So anyways, that's Christmas. There we go.
Yeah,
so
that's Christmas.
Are we
ticked off
scoring these guys? I guess we should.
I guess we should really, because they make the list, don't they? So good point. I'll bring open the list. That's something I'd forgotten all about.
This is what we do.
Now then, let's do
Hallmark. Deck the Hallmark with boughs of
deck.
Deck the Hallmark. You know, like deck the halls. Deck.
Deck the hall. Deck the Hallmark. Deck the hall. Yes. Sorry. Yeah, that's good. That's clever. Now, there's part of this story, and I realised this whilst I was reading it, was if I didn't know that there were two movies, my life doesn't change, right? That's the thing is that somebody has tried to deceive and pull the wool over somebody's eyes with no apology. And I think that's the bit that you need to kind of like focus on here, that somebody said, these people are idiots. They'll not notice. They're just watching another dumb Hallmark.
So chumps. So he or she. I think the word chumps was probably uttered. It's
chump. In the Hallmark CEO boardroom.
Yeah.
And they just go, these chumps are never going to know because they're so fucked up on Christmas right now that...
they're high on Jesus.
High on Jesus, this will be fine. And it just takes somebody to go, hang on a minute. And the man is Dan. So, I don't know if I can compare this to any particular story.
No, we need to score this in a different, like, we need to score this not in numbers. Yeah. This is like in Scientific Elements or some other weird way to rank things.
I was thinking, if I knew nothing about this list, would I have said, how big a an idiotic thing is this? I'd probably be going 8.5. Without looking at anything else, it's high. It's not the top. It's just high. What about you?
It's one of those ones. It could score a 9 or could score a 1. You know what I mean? It's just it's a hard one because it's so unlike anything we've had some ones. You had like the radio one where like Radio 6. There was this whole presenter that. You
know, that's
like,
right. Yeah.
We've had odd ones where it's been corporations, which are.
That's
and
right.
Speaking of which. My ex story that is non-Christmas related is a corporation, is the idiots. So stay tuned, maybe. But there's also an element of, we've had these with like some of the influencers that fart in jars and stuff. There's like, they're geniuses, but they're also idiots. You know what I mean? Like they've doubled their revenue from, having a second camera in the room and shooting it again or something like that. Yeah, I don't want to bring your score down too much. I'll go like an 8. So we'll go 8.25.
Okay.
We'll average that out.
8.25. That seems reasonable.
It's Christmas.
To me. Do you know, I watched a film the other day called Jurassic Shark.
Did you now?
And it was not even the first one. It was the third. And it's... probably the worst movie I've ever seen, and that's not story. I don't mean it's. They use like the same footage about 5 or 6 times during the film. It's they have a guy who's playing like a sea captain style guy, and you can see it's the same fancy dress hat as what I have for my captain's hat. And he's got a pipe, and it's also a fake pipe. It's one like this, and he's all,
you could be
she
that.
Dog.
You could be in part 4.
Yeah, well, and then they use green screen unlike anything else, including the shark from Jaws 3.
Oh yeah,
or Jaws 3D. It's just the worst thing. This one doesn't change the quality of the film. That I know what I'm getting from Hallmark, so I don't want to call. I don't feel like it's a Hallmark thing. What they stand for, I don't necessarily agree with, but I really enjoy watching them so I can criticise them. This is a different level, so I'm pleased that it's high. I'm pleased that it stays up high. And as I say, it's not going to influence me, what I do with that Hallmark time that I safely secure every December.
All right.
Right.
Over to...
You guys.
X-rated Xmas letters, I think, is what we'll go with this one.
Yep. Okay. And this is, for me, this is another one of those, like, somebody who's perfectly in control of an idiotic thing to do.
Yep. They've come to a fork in the road, and they've made, again, and we're not talking, like, there's nothing cataclysmic, nothing he's died or burnt down or whatever. You've traumatized some kids and pissed off a few parents, but you could have made a decision to, but you've chosen the very immature way to do it, and at
correct.
Christmas time. I like it's a short story. I wish there was a bit more information, but with them being minors, we can't get names. There's no follow up. We don't even know what's going on in the trial or anything like that. So It's a good story. It misses some details, so I'm going to go mid sevens, I think. I'm going to go 7.5 for me.
Oh, I was thinking about where I would go. I was thinking 7.8.
Yeah, these guys are idiots. They're not bumbling idiots. That's the thing. I think the lack of bumbleness definitely brings it down a bit.
But it's being completely conscious of an idiotic situation. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about. Seven. What did you say?
I said 7.5. Yeah.
7.5. So let's go 7.65.
Sure.
7.65.
Well,
right, okay. There we go. That's the Christmas episode. So, yeah. Done. So, right. Rest of the time I'm going to spend playing with Lego.
I am going to get shit-faced on Baileys. Remember, everybody, take a look at our Advent calendar episodes. Season 2, I believe you'll find it as the image is on the whatever, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. It'll be a little winter background. They're quick. They're like 5-10 minutes long. You can blast them all in an hour, I think. There's like 12 of them. It's good. Have fun.
Yeah, you can do it on YouTube as well, that series, because...
Oh, that's right. You did that little door animation.
I did the animated doors. Yeah, that's right. So have a look at the door. In fact, I'm going to go and look at that now.
I'm assuming it's still on there. If you get... If there's an ad in the way, sorry, it's not really us. That's what YouTube does. But yeah,
Just enjoy. Enjoy that.
Advent calendar.
Enjoy that shit. Right. Okay, then. Well, I've got to nip off to York now. So...
Bye. If when you're listening to this, again, assuming you're listening to it pretty soon after it comes out, whatever day it is, either enjoy your shopping or enjoy what was shopped for you, and Happy New Year. And if it's July, fuck all that. Remember Christmas? It's great. Start shopping now. It's never too early.
Yeah, enjoy your summer holiday. Happy Easter.
Bye, everybody.
Right. Bye, everybody. Bye.